FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
You're listening to an encore edition of World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. When you hear that, it might be hard to believe that the person who that voice belongs to was ever shy. But before she was the frontwoman of the band Dead, Emily Kempf didn't think she was a singer. Her plan was to write for other people.
I thought I wrote a song, like a lyric, and I like went to my one musician friend. I was like, I'm going to sell this to Britney Spears. I was 22 or 3, and I was like, this is going to be my job. And I was very serious, and he laughed and said, you should just sing your own songs, Emily.
Dead has been a breakout band over the last few years out of the city of Chicago, and they just released their new album, Poetry. So we are revisiting our 2020 conversation with the band. You'll hear what big change Emily needed to make in order to face her fears of going on stage, and you will hear Dead perform live today. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. That session with Dead coming up in just a few minutes. Here's Mavis Staples to get us started down in Mississippi.
Down in Mississippi, way down.
Hey, as far back as I can remember, I either had a plow or a hoe. One of those long hole 9 foot sacks. At the old turn road, down in Mississippi, down in Mississippi. Walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma. Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, young'un, you can't drink that water. She said, you drink from that fountain over there. Yeah. And that fountain had a sign. Said, for colored only. I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, Grandpa. My grandpa was so proud of me, y'all. I went down in Forest, Mississippi one time there. Didn't know no better. But I integrated a Washeteria. He would tell everybody, my grandbaby Mavis, she went up in that Washeteria and washed her clothes. And all the black ladies followed her on up in there. I'm proud of my grandbaby. I saw many more of those signs as I lived in Mississippi. I'm so glad I can say that I saw every one of those signs. Dr. King saw that every one of those signs were taken down.
You're listening to an encore edition of World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. The indie rock band Dead just released their new album Poetry, so we wanted to revisit our first session with the Chicago band when they visited with our own Raina Duris.
Have you ever been crying really hard and someone might be comforting you and they'll say something while they're patting your back like, it's okay, just get it out of your system. That's what Emily Kempf, singer of Chicago trio Dead, can sound like when she sings. Like she's getting some real, raw, pure emotion out of her system. She started out as a really shy kid, but now she loves the rush of performing live. And today, Emily shares how she got to that point. And you'll hear how her voice is perfectly balanced by her bandmates, co-vocalist and guitarist Jason Bala and drummer Eric McGrady. The band have recorded live performances exclusively for World Cafe. We will start with one of the songs they performed from their latest album, Flower of Devotion. This is Flood.
Is closed, and the window is reported, and the house is burning.
You just heard Flood performed live by the band Dehd. That's D-E-H-D. And that song is from their new album, Flower of Devotion. Dehd is made up of Emily Kempf on vocals and bass, Jason Bala on vocals and guitar, and Eric McGrady on drums and vocals. And today, I am joined by Emily Kempf. How are you? Welcome to World Cafe.
Howdy. I'm feeling great to be on the World Cafe.
It's great to have you here. It's mid-October right now. Touring is still shut down. We're making World Cafe from our houses. Where am I speaking to you right now?
I am in my bedroom in my meditation morning chair.
Ooh. Is that something you do every morning?
Not really. I just sit in it and wake up with my coffee and either my journal and my books or my phone.
Hey, I think, yeah, one of those probably sets your day off on a totally different course than the other, whether it's the journal or the phone. But
yeah,
sometimes you just got to check what's going on out there.
Every second.
Yeah, I know. It's been really hard to keep my screen time down. I don't know about you. What have you been up to during all this time, you know, not touring while you've been at home?
I've actually had a really nice time at home. I didn't know that I could feel happy not traveling. I've been traveling since I was a teenager, and this is the longest I think I've been in one place and in one apartment. So I've been like making a lot of stuff because that's how I expel energy. So a lot of like manic sort of healthy creating. I made like 3 electronic albums of dance music. The rule was just do it. It's not a lot of editing, like a lot of improv, just layering and kind of throwing spaghetti on the wall vibes.
Yeah.
That was like a period of time in quarantine where I was like staying up till 5 in the morning until my landlord was like, in the middle of the night, there's a repetitive tapping noise at about 4 a.m. And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. That's me making club music. Yeah.
I mean, there are worse ways to spend a pandemic for sure. You also, I heard, got a puppy, which is exciting.
I got a puppy. I was about to launch into my obsession with my child. I don't even have a human baby, and I'm astounded. I'm astounded at how different. It's been 4 weeks, and I'm like, it's not my life anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it takes your full focus.
It's crazy. I can't do anything without thinking about this little animal.
I'm speaking to Emily Kempf of the band Dehd right now on World Cafe. We're going to hear you guys perform a song in a minute that might feel, you know, kind of relatable to some people right now, depending on their living situation over these last few months where we haven't been able to spend time together. It is a song called Loner. You sing a line in here, want nothing more than to be a loner. And I found that interesting because the word loner can sometimes have a negative connotation, but you're saying that you want to be a loner here. So what does that line mean for you?
Yeah. I just wanted, it was like me sort of romanticizing that sort of lone cowboy who doesn't need anybody, but is kind of beloved, either beloved by all or like the heartbreaker that everybody wants. And he just can't be, I don't know why I'm making it male, but just like that. So there's that fantasy aspect. And then there's like actual friends in my life who I see as very unattached to outcomes, to people, to relationships. It's not like unhealthy. It's just, they are very grounded within themselves. And so that's what I was kind of, I wanted to become someone who didn't have as many attachments specifically to people, but, yeah, in a cool, fun way. So I feel I've arrived now.
Yeah. Has the pandemic helped you get to that place a little bit?
I feel like it's definitely solidified. Like I'm very good at being alone and I have a great relationship with myself. Like I am my own best friend, and that was some other stuff I was kind of talking about in that, but, not requiring someone else to be complete is also, and I feel, yeah, the pandemic has definitely helped me.
Let's hear Dead playing Loner on World Cafe. From their new album, Flower of Devotion, that was Dead with their song Loner, recorded live for World Cafe. I'm speaking to Emily of Dead right now. You've got this really, really remarkable voice, and it's something that you sort of discovered in your early 20s. Could you tell us how you started singing?
Yes. I love singing so much, and as a child, I hated performing. I was very shy, very nervous, did not want to be in front of people. There are stories of me like hiding under the bleachers from plays and pageants and stuff. When I became a brownie for the Girl Scouts, I never made it to be a Girl Scout because they wanted me to say the pledge in front of people. And I was like, absolutely not. I quit. So it's hilarious to me that my whole life has changed into like the complete opposite of that. I got sober when I was 21, which I attribute to me discovering music. The sobriety for me was important to get going so that I could see my gifts, which included singing and performing. I had to walk through a lot of fear to even get to the stage, and I couldn't do that without being sober. Essentially, for me, that's just my story. And I performed with one of my friends. It actually started with writing. Before I sang, I was writing, always writing. And I was writing, I thought I wrote a song, like a lyric, like, oh, this isn't a story. This is lyrical content. And I like went to my one musician friend and said, is this a song? Cause you're a musician person. And like, you will know like what a song is. And he was like, I was like, I'm going to sell this to Britney Spears. That was my, I was 22 or three. And I was like, this is going to be my job. And I was very serious. And he laughed and said, you should just sing your own songs, Emily. And no one had ever suggested that to me. I had never thought of myself as a singer. And from that point, I just kind of was like, oh, okay. And so I just started singing. And like, that's how it started.
It's very interesting what you just said a minute ago, that idea that being sober allowed you to get over your stage fright and go on stage and perform. It seems like in music, there's a lot of people where it works the opposite way.
Yeah.
What was it about that? That like, why was that the thing that it took?
I think because, like being drunk is my way of escaping life and to be present for life. When I got sober, I had to learn to walk through fears sober. And one of my fears happened to be playing on stage in front of people. And so to go through that and complete that task was so fulfilling and exciting, and the adrenaline. It was like, I mean, every performer knows, you know, when you're on stage, it's like the best place in the world. And to do that and be completely sober, like awake for every glorious and terrifying moment of the void on stage, is so enthralling. And I encourage everyone who hasn't tried it. It's really fun. It's like nervous energy and anxiety is very close to excitement and, you know, kind of thrilling energy. And it's sort of just walking that fine line. It just, I was very proud of myself. It was very courageous, and getting through the fear made me just crave doing it again. Like, wow, I did it. I want to do it again, even though I feel like dying.
It's like riding a roller coaster, kind of.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Really scary. And now it's not scary. It's my, I love, love, love performing. It's so otherworldly to like fall. I just keep saying like the void, but falling into that void of forgetting myself. I become what I'm playing. I'm experiencing it with a crowd of people. Our energies intermingling, and like, it's a very honest place. It's very true. There's like no ego. It's just like, I'm there. It's the best.
Yeah. I'm speaking to Emily from the band Dead on World Cafe about their new album, Flower of Devotion. You'll hear Emily's voice on these songs. There are other voices you hear on these songs too. Often you are sharing singing or trading off lead singing duties with your bandmate, Jason Bala. You and Jason formed the band in 2015 when you were dating. Then a couple of years later, you broke up. The band explored that on your last album, Water. This time with Flower of Devotion, you're sort of moved on from all of that. You're able to just be a band. How did you know that you'd gotten to that point where you could just be a band?
I think we've always been at that point, but now everyone else knows we're there, or everyone else is also there. I don't think we would have continued the band if we didn't know that, you know, first things first, we're friends and we love playing music together. Obviously I would not suggest going through heartbreak and being in a band with your ex-partner. But it was worth every minute of tears and pain, because I mean, true, we can all get through anything really. And for some reason, this band, the way we are together when we play music, just kind of transcended all the icky stuff.
We're going to hear you guys perform a song that Jason sings lead on, the song Month.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that means he brought it in originally, right?
He did. He did bring that one in.
It is Month from Dead on World Cafe. You just heard Dead with a performance of their song Month, recorded exclusively for World Cafe. My guest today is Dead's Emily Kempf, talking about their new record, Flower of Devotion. I was reading an interview in Pitchfork. Jason said when you were recording the last album, you guys got frustrated. This one was easier. And then you, Emily, said this time around there were less tears. But I noticed you didn't say no tears. So what makes it such an emotional experience in the studio for you guys?
I'm learning. I think I'm getting better now, but I was talking so lovingly about performing live. Being in the studio is the opposite of that. I feel very caged. I feel like I'm in a box. I feel a lot of pressure. And I put it on myself. Like, no one's pressuring me to be perfect or get it right. But I love being able to make mistakes live and run with it. Like, That's thrilling to me. And you can't really, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but like recording, there's a metronome, there's an evil metronome playing. And like, so I get really stressed out and anxious. I've worked really hard on the last album. I actively tried to change how I approached recording so that I could embrace it. Cause I don't like not liking stuff. I don't like to be afraid of anything. And when something pops up, I try to like, okay, how can I walk through this? So for this time, we had longer time in the studio, less pressure with time. I spent more time doing meditation, and like I brought certain foods and teas. I prepared myself for the best possible experience. I did have some tears, mostly because of difficulty of getting apart. I'm always writing challenging things for myself. And then when it comes time to like record it, I'm like, why did I write that? That singing
really?
Part. Yeah, it's like No Time. Like last record, it was On My Side. When we would play that live, I'd be like, oh.
The last song we're going to hear is called Flying. What could you tell us about this before we hear it?
This is a song that the album name came from. I just wrote a little part about my emotions being like flowers in a garden, or the emotions of falling in love with someone, or discovering someone that maybe you have a crush on or you have feelings for, and sort of it being like a garden that you're watching blossom. I know it sounds so twee, but yeah, and so Flower Devotion is from the song, and this song is one of my favorite ones. Me and Jason, I like it when we sing together in such a strong harmony, where we're both kind of like in our highest form of yell singing together.
Yeah,
it reminds me of the old days, older bands that used to do a lot of harmonies like that in the 50s and 60s, and I feel really proud of us when we're singing like that. So it's a triumphant ending song. It's a little bit sad, but a little bit triumphant at the same time.
It's a perfect way to end this conversation then. This is Flying, It's Dead on World Cafe.
If this is all that we get, so be it, so be it. It was worth it to know you exist. It was worth it, worth it to know.
From their new album, Flower of Devotion, maybe you caught that lyric in that song that was Dead with Flying, recorded live for World Cafe. Emily Kemp of Dead has been my guest today. Emily, thanks so much. It was awesome talking to you.
Thank you so much, Raina. It was awesome.
I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hey, it's Nick Harcourt inviting you to join me for The Morning Show with Jet, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 with regular giveaways, features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, and Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and we play more music than anywhere else in town. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10, right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Dead. That conversation was from 2020. Their new album, Poetry, is available now. Here's Kathleen Edwards, 6 o'clock news.
reach to the other side of a great divide. Try together. Well, that's the friend, that's the one, that's the one. I feel so hard sometimes. They got to use the music, sweet soul music. Reignite your soul tonight, to reignite your soul. Cause life is more, more than a love song. It's more than a fantasy, more than a little. Yes, life is more than a dream, y'all. It's more than a fantasy, more than a little.
So take your time and realize.
My respects to the grandmaster for the line.
Such a pretty thing, how the melody abides.
But life is more, more than a love song. It's more than a fantasy,
more than a little
bit. This life is more. It's more than a fantasy,
more than a little bit.
This life is more, more than a love song. It's more than a fantasy,
more than a little bit.
I'm through the door now, see the sun shining.
It's more than a fantasy,
more than a little bit.
Now
we're through the door. We know life is more than pretty things or singing melodies. Oh, life is more, way more, yeah, way more.
Why, when the thunder sounds and you see the lightning almost touch the ground, you hear a voice sometimes, my inner child sing. Fly together.
Fly together.
Well, life feels so hard sometimes when you start to lose your mind. Just grab your sister's hand and
fly together.
Black Puma, show 'em how. The blues bird.
Fly together.
Song. just a friend on the wind seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky and a light from on high.
Black Keys featuring Beck as a co-songwriter and backing vocalist. Definitely a bit of an Odelay feel on Beautiful People. Cage the Elephant have new music for you, and you'll hear it next on The Cafe.
Changing the perception of public radio.
This is the SoCal Sound.
The SoCal Sound is listener-supported public radio. Join us as we celebrate independent radio at BeneFest 2024 at the Alex Theater in Glendale on Saturday, June 15th. Enjoy performances by Jade Bird.
Yes, you if you love her and you nod and say, oh-ho.
Cayucas.
Should have been my high school lover.
Gems.
Take me back to the time when I had not a thing to wait on my mind.
And Pete York.
You were just around the corner.
Support public radio and experience great live music with us. The SoCal Sound BeneFest 2024, Saturday, June 15th at the Alex Theater. Tickets are available now at thesocalsound.org, alextheater.org, and ticketmaster.com.
Thanks to our partners at Subaru of Glendale.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets for Kaleo at the Wiltern on June 21st. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com. Kaleo, the Wiltern, June 21st.
We're down, we go, 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 go. We're down, we go, go, go. So we're down, we go.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Elton John. If you share my vision of a world where everyone is treated with love, respect, and dignity, join me. Learn more about the Rocket Fund at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram. Thank you.
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see Fontaines D.C. on their Romance USA and Canada tour at the Hollywood Palladium on September 26th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com. Fontaines D.C., the Hollywood Palladium, September 26th.
I want to see you alone. I want to shatter the stone. I want to bounce around.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
The new album from Cage the Elephant is out now, their sixth and first in 5 years. It's called Neon Pill. Title track greets you now on World Cafe.
It takes one to know one. Back at it again. Birds of a feather and tearing in. Stitch patched up and sold. Trying to see you again. More certain it's likely.
friend.
Double cross.
you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain listening to you heart pump out some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah blah blah. Oh, how I